Chapter 9. All for One and One for All. "So then what happened?" roared Porthos. D'Artagnan and the three musketeers were back together again. It was the night after the ball. They were sitting in their favourite inn, having a celebration meal. "But first I want to hear how you three made it safely back to Paris," insisted D'Artagnan. "There was nothing to it, really," said the modest Aramis. "I had my wound bandaged and rode back. And I managed to get free from my captors," said Athos, typically not giving any details of his heroic escape. "And I fought like a lion," bragged Porthos, twirling his moustache. "I fought like 10 lions, and finally made the fellow surrender." "Now tell us the rest of your story," said the soft-spoken Aramis. "You'd got to the bit where you picked up the Queen's diamonds in London." "Oh, yes," said D'Artagnan. "Well, the Duke arranged for a private boat and fresh horses once I reached France. These rich and powerful men can do anything. Anyway, I galloped all night and the next day and tore into Paris with only an hour to spare before the ball." "Yet you look fresh as a daisy today," said Athos. "You young men are made of iron." "Madame Bonacieux must have given up hope," boomed Porthos. "She had," said D'Artagnan. "When she saw me outside the Louvre, she cried, 'Thank heavens!' For the Queen was about to leave for the ball. I got the diamonds back in the nick of time." "They say that when the Cardinal saw the Queen's necklace complete, he gnashed his teeth with fury," laughed Porthos. "No doubt he'll find other ways to plot against her," said Aramis gravely. "Then we musketeers will stop him," crowed Porthos. "Except I'm not a musketeer," said D'Artagnan sadly. Porthos slapped him on the back. "Don't look so gloomy, young man. When Monsieur de Tréville hears about your amazing courage, he'll make you one of us straight away." "That'll be the happiest moment of my life," said D'Artagnan, his eyes shining. "All for one and one for all."